Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, podcast number two, May 4th, 2015, on a Monday. It's Saturday, it's whatever day you want it to be, baby, because when you're free, every day that ends in Y is your day. If you're just checking into the show, my name's Sam Crowley, host of the longest-running motivational podcast on iTunes. I come on the show most every single day during the week. The weekend, you don't need me so much because you're all fired up, man. You're excited. You get those 2 days off. You get some time off to do what you really want to do. Head on over to everydaysaturday.com. Make sure we have your name and email because we're always sending out great motivational stuff, entrepreneurial teachings, and big discounts to people in our database. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you're listening as well. Leave a five-star rating for the show. Five-star rating for the show. So, hey, a buddy of mine, all right? And we were talking this past weekend. This was just so much happened. Just so much happened this weekend, man. It was a great time. I had so much fun in the sun planting 18 trees. Oh, by the way, I'm now that guy that has beer in the fridge. Never been that guy. Never had beer in the house. Now, I drink beer. I don't drink it much because, with everything going on, I just don't have the opportunity to meet anybody out. Also doesn't help that I have no friends, so it's like nobody's calling me to go meet for a beer. But I went out, grabbed two pizzas for the family. We had some friends over Saturday after I got into mowing the lawn. I mean, I planted the trees, mowed the lawn. It was 75 degrees and beautiful. It just lended itself to got to have a beer, man, after I was done weed eating. And I love doing my own lawn work. I've hired it out before and hated it. I love the sense of just satisfaction. I love just looking at the land. My dogs are there. Two things. My buddy TJ told me back in the day in West Palm Beach, Florida, 1988. He said, Sam, I said, what? He said, Sam, I said, what? He said, two things never do you wrong in this world. I said, what's that, buddy? He said, a cold beer and a faithful dog. I said, huh. Now, my 19-year-old mind was a bit inquisitive at the time, and I said, how do you figure a cold beer and a faithful dog will never do you wrong, TJ? He said, well, dog loves you no matter what. You could be having the worst day of your life. They'll lick your face off. I said, I agree, Dad. Okay, Well, you're one for one there. What about the cold beer? He said, think about it, dude. Even the worst beer, think about it. Milwaukee's best, Schlitz, whatever your perception is of the worst beer out there. When it's cold, it's good. I was like, you know what, man? Wow. Socrates right here in the state of Florida. I had no idea, man. Get your philosophy on. So I was right there with him. I say it all the time now. Cold beer and a faithful dog. So I was about to impart some wisdom on another buddy of mine this past weekend. Fast forward to the Kentucky Derby day. We're hanging out, watching the Derby. Having a beer, I'm now that guy. I got beer in the fridge, and I've got a fridge in my garage. I love it, man. I'm turning into that guy, and I love everything about it. Yard work, fridge in the garage, beer, Bud Light bottles in there. It's awesome. So I said, I was putting together some lawn furniture, and he said, oh, man, I hate that stuff. I go, well, you ever get anything from IKEA? He goes, no. I said, well, you know, right? Listeners, right now, you listening to the show, if you ever put anything together from IKEA, there's no writing. It's just like stick drawings of a chair and a bolt here and a washer here and a screw there. And it's like, here you go. I'm like, okay, you better be good at, you better like pictures. So he goes, well, I never get to IKEA. I go, oh, wow, you never been there? I said, no. I said, wow. Wild. It's a great store, but don't ever go on the weekend. I mean, unless you just want to kill yourself, don't do it. It's just don't go. I'm telling you, don't even go within 10 miles of the place. He goes, well, when do you go? I said, Mondays at 10:30, 10:30, 11 a.m., somewhere in there. Or any weekday between 10:30 and 11. He goes, well, Monday, that doesn't work for me. Well, why not? I said, I work. I was thinking, well, you know what? I know that. I know you'll work. Think about that. Can't, not free. Got to shop at IKEA after work. Got to shop at IKEA on the weekends when everybody else is there. No satisfaction. No I love going to places during the day, during the week, and you do too, right, when you're free, because number one, you can when you want. You're not forced to go. You know when I don't go to Home Depot? You know when I bought all these plants, these trees that I planted? It wasn't on a Saturday morning. Nope. It was on a weekday. Planted them on the weekend, bought them on the weekday. Sunday, rented the truck. I was there at 8:01 a.m. when Home Depot opened. Got the truck, loaded the patio furniture on there that I bought, and got out of there. When I returned that truck, it was like a sporting event at Home Depot. It was just couldn't even find a parking spot. And it was only like 9:30 on a Sunday. It never hit me, you know? It never hit me till I quit my job what I was really missing. It's like there's this underground society that lives of people that are free. You know, people go to the grocery store, they go to Home Depot, they go to all these different places, they get their errands done, the post office, and there's like nobody else around. You know, you don't wait in line, you never wait in lines. And I never realized this. You know, a lot of the soccer moms are out and about, the moms that work from home, I call it. It's not like, hey, do you work? No, I've just raised my kids. Like, you kidding me? That's 10 times harder than anything I've ever done. You should be getting paid triple. But that's a whole different story. Happy Mother's Day week, by the way, to all the great everyday Saturday moms out there. Love what you do. Behind every good kid is a great mom. Behind every good kid is a great mom. So happy Mother's Day week to you. And you see the soccer moms out there. But other than that, there's no like entrepreneur. There's no business employees. Between lunch, you don't go to lunch at noon. You go to lunch at 11 or you go to lunch at 1:30. Never go to lunch between noon and 1. Why? Because it's so crowded. You have so much of a better experience. Think about that. I didn't even realize. I remember in 2005, this time, it was May 2005. I remember I was driving my Ford F-150 FX4 bright red pickup truck with a hard tonneau cover on the back. I say all that because I got it repossessed 2 months after. Okay, that's when I went broke. Excuse me. But I was driving this truck. Boy, do I want a truck again. My lease is up on my Buick Regal this month. I'm seriously considering getting a pickup truck and just going all Howard Hughes in my backyard, just becoming a complete recluse. I'm doing everything in my backyard this year. I'm hiding out. You need me? I'm in my backyard. And I was driving. It was about 9:30 in the morning, and I was driving into Quiznos, the business that I opened up that I actually hated and didn't even want to be there. Imagine that. You own a business. You don't even want to be there. How stupid, right? Should have stayed in the job. And I'm thinking, there's nobody on the road. I'm free. I can do whatever I want to do. I mean, I got to go to Quiznos because I own it, but I'm just saying this is amazing. There's like, the only time I ever drove on this road, it's Ward's Corner Road right here in Loveland. The only time I was ever on Ward's Corner was in rush hour traffic going to and from work. I was like, there's nobody out. I'm blowing through these stop signs and red lights. Like, I waited for them to turn green, by the way. But I'm just saying, I was going through these intersections. Normally, I'm waiting, you know, 200 yards deep. There's nobody out. It just felt so good. And it's kind of hard to explain because I knew I was going broke. I knew my business was failing, but this sense of freedom trumped all that. Craziest thing. That's why everybody needs to experience freedom on some level, because the feeling you have, you'll never want to do anything else. It doesn't matter about the money. It doesn't matter about the prestige or the promotions or anything you get at a job. It's like once you have that freedom and you taste it, you never want to go back again. And I remember even when I went back to the job, I used to daydream. I was sitting in the cubicle daydreaming like, wow, I bet there's nobody out on Ward's Corner Road right now. I could just be driving up and down by myself, having a cup of coffee. I used to do it all the time. Like, I'm getting back. And you know what's wild? When I quit my job again in 2007, of April 2007, what do you think the first thing I did was when I woke up free the morning after? I was scared. I mean, I was really scared because it was scared in a good way because I didn't know what to expect. I knew I burnt every bridge ever now. There was no going back to any job ever again. But I went and grabbed a cup of coffee and drove up and down Ward's Corner Road because I was just like, I'm free. I mean, I might lose everything, but I'm free, man. And that's just the way we were meant to be. You were born free. Like, you were born to be free. And when you're not congruent with that, like when you're doing something that you really don't want to do, i.e. a job. And again, this message, obviously, if you've heard all my thousands of podcasts over the year. You know this message is for the entrepreneur. I mean, I'm not a fan of having a job that you don't like. Now, when I do business with you, I want you to love your job because I'm the consumer. But when I'm coaching you and you don't like your job, I want you to get out because that freedom, man, wow. What you experience during that period of time, you never think, geez, I only have 20 bucks in my bank account. You think, damn, this feels good. You got to get yourself some of that. It's Sam Crowley. Go to IKEA, go to the grocery store, go wherever you want because you are F-R-E-E free. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.